All right, it's 66-21 here in Ottawa Valley over Mound City tonight. Moving on to a district final next week. Got some of the big contributors here tonight. I'll start with you, Ty. Just kind of give us the overall thoughts, kind of the takeaways on this one for your guys here tonight.
Yeah, no, we knew we had a bye week, so we really focused on that. Came in this week, we knew what we had to do. We watched film, we did what we had to do, and then Friday came and we executed.
Absolutely. And Jax, let's kind of talk about obviously the offense here tonight. Just a really, really well balanced for you guys. Kind of talk about what was really clicking on offense for you guys.
Yeah, our screen game was working early, and our blockers were getting out there and taking on the defenders. So it was working good.
Raxton, just kind of talk a little about your night here tonight. Obviously, I think it was around 108 yards of passing, so a lot of that coming there in that first half. Just kind of talk about your performance here this evening.
I thought we were doing a really good job blocking up front, and our guys were getting open in the zone, so can't ask for much more than that.
So I kind of talk about the connection you had with Jax here tonight, obviously. Pretty big night for you guys. Hooked up on a couple of touchdowns. Talk about the connection you guys have.
When they play zone, I mean, he just finds a gap, and I just try to get it to him whenever I can.
And Cooper, obviously, just overall the rushing performance tonight for you guys, pretty explosive here this evening. Kind of talk about what's working on that and that aspect for you guys' offense tonight.
Yeah, the linemen, they blocking like they needed to, and I was just going where I had to.
Cooper or Ty, also just kind of talk about your night. Also had some big catches, some big runs here this evening. Just overall, talk about your performance here this evening.
Yeah, no, we knew they kind of ran like a deep. They cover the deep ball really good. So I mean, it's all about finding the gap, finding the hole, and just getting open really.
Obviously, during that first half, they kind of had a little momentum there. They got the score. They recovered the onside kick. And the defense for you guys comes up big. You force three straight turnover on downs, three and outs there, Jax. Just kind of talk about this defensive performance here this evening.
Yeah, our line was doing a good job getting upfield and squeezing, and our backers were filling. Our corners did a good job filling, too.
Say, Braxton, also a couple of interceptions for you tonight here as well. Just to kind of talk about, obviously, just the ability, what this defense showcased here tonight, what you guys were able to do.
Yeah, when our D-line gets the pass rush, you know, they kind of got to just toss it up there, and we just try to go and get it.
I'd say, Cooper, just obviously you guys look ahead now to a rematch here against Rockport coming up here in a district final next week. Just kind of talk about having a chance to obviously keep the season going here and having another rematch here with the Blue Jays next week.
Yeah, we're going to have to come prepared. We got some things to work on, some things we did wrong last time that we need to fix, and I think we might have a shot.
So congrats on the win tonight, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Ottawa Valley, a dominant 66-20 performance here tonight in the district semifinal over Mound City. Here now with head coach Alan Calfian. Coach, just to kind of start us off, just kind of give us the overall thoughts, kind of takeaways on this win for your boys here tonight.
I thought we came out well early up front on both O and D lines. It did get a little sloppy there in the second quarter at times, but for the most part, we played clean football. We had a couple turnovers, but we were moving the ball. Once we settled down and took care of the football, we were fine.
So I kind of talk about the balance you guys kind of showcased on offense a little bit tonight. How did that work for you in your guys' favor here tonight?
Like I said in our earlier this week, if we can be balanced and keep teams on their toes, that just makes us tougher to stop, and they can't key on one thing and then move that ball around to multiple people. It makes us more dynamic on offense and makes it more difficult to game plan for us.
So on the defensive side tonight, I think there was a sequence where you guys forced three straight turnover on downs and three straight three and outs there in that first half. How big was that, obviously, to obviously give your offense plenty of opportunities there in that first half?
Oh yeah, our defense stepped up and played huge. Up front, we did a good job. Jax Cowden and Tyler Gray setting that edge, and then our linebackers did a good job filling for the most part. There's a couple times they got us, and then on the back end, you know, they got us a few times, but they did a good job as well.
So kind of talk about Braxton McGinnis, obviously, what he brought to this field here for you guys tonight.
He's probably just excited he got to play some defense tonight. Normally, you know, he doesn't get to play a ton of defense, so he's probably pretty happy about that. And then offensively, he's a leader for us, and just the way he carries himself, makes the right reads, and does the little things right is a huge part of what we do.
Certainly, and obviously, Jax Cowden got involved there in the receiving game pretty well. A couple of touchdown catches for him. Ty Hoyt also rushing and receiving touchdowns for him tonight. Cooper Snodderly, just kind of talk about those three guys and really the opportunities they bring for your offense.
They do a really good job. They know that there's one football, but they never complain. You know, and they trust whatever we're doing, block for each other. Like on Ty's long touchdown round, Jax had an awesome block if you were to watch that. And then vice versa, you know, Ty might be a fake or run a guy off just so somebody can get open. They do feed off each other. And if they're all doing their job and doing what they're supposed to, it just makes us more tough to plan for and to stop.
So obviously you guys keep your season alive, moving on to a district final next week. You guys will get a Rockport rematch there in that one. Just kind of talk about, obviously, looking forward to that matchup and having a chance to have a rematch with them as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, they're big, physical up front. They ran really well on us last time, so we're going to have to game plan for that and review some tape. Told our kids and our coaches we didn't try to get too far ahead. We had to focus on Mount City. I think we did a good job of that, and then really hit the game plan this week and get after them.
Congrats on the win tonight, Coach.
Thank you.